This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 165 for Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
If you can ink it up, we are going to talk about it. Ta-da!
That's the first time you've done that in like ages.
Ages, I know. Why is it every time you say, okay, I'm going to go live and then I want to say something? Like, I don't want to say anything before then, and then all of a sudden there are like 12 things I need to say before we start.
I don't know. I'm
sure, where's Wayne? I'm sure there's some psychological term for that.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't
know. I look at my clock, and when it flips from 7:59 to 8, I hit start.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, let's start. Let's go.
For those of you who didn't catch this weekend's activities, Saturday, there were a number of lovely podcasts done for the Colorado Penn Show, pre-show meet and greet.
Say that five times fast, everybody.
I bet you I could do it.
Okay, go.
Colorado Penn Show, pre-show meet and greet. Yeah, I can do it. But anyway, they were done at a familiar pen store by a familiar voice, which and only face. Means, what's that?
And face. It was
and a face, absolutely. Face. Which only means that Mr. Eric Orozco is indeed in Appleton, Wisconsin, and he's visiting for a while and hanging out, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. You know, so, I think almost every day we ask Eric the same question. Does it hurt to be that funny all the time?
Yes, everything out of his mouth is hilarious. It's very funny. So, no, we talk about pens every once in a while. A couple nights we've been up here in the pen room. We've been looking at pens in the case, and it's been fun.
There are no words for how much fun. Eric and I got to go shopping. That was fun. We just left the store one day and went shopping. Loved that. So no, we're having fun, getting a lot of work done. Oh my God, since you've started working for us, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. It's been fun, and we were cleaning out this weekend. People probably saw some pens posted. I should clarify that real quick. The vintage Esterbrooks, no, we are not selling them unrestored. They will be restored soon. They are not restored presently. Working on those, and so hopefully there'll be some updates. Probably have some at shows, but right now it's just a matter of we're trying to get into the swing of things. So lots of Esterbrooks. So we counted several hundred just J's, LJ's, and SJ's on Sunday, and it took hours to find them all.
They actually made me sign a note that said that I would not organize things unless I was asked.
Physically organize, yeah.
Yeah, physically.
I think we did a great job. We got, we found all sorts of stuff I forgot we had, which is great.
And we had just moved those to the store and gone through those, so it's kind of scary.
Well, we didn't really go through them. We just moved them into a box and moved them. You know, so. But there's going to be a lot of good stuff coming. Up on the website soon. That's the best I can say. I can't say this week. I'm not taking requests because everybody, there's going to be enough of a selection up there that people will be able to pick out what they want.
Give it time.
So anyway, that's what that's all about. I'm working on those back tomorrow. I'm going to start on them. Eric is with us, and he's actually. Next week, we'll talk more about next week, but next week is we leave for Dallas, and Eric is coming with us, which is going to be a first to have three people in our car plus all the stuff, so that's going to be fun.
We've already warned Eric that he's going to be traveling with this huge box of either pens or ink. I think his only request was that the box be able to be opened so he could play while we were driving.
Next week we'll talk about Dallas. The other big news this week is Brooke made an appearance on Twitter this morning. She's now Twitterific. She's famous.
She was cute.
It was a great picture. So And we'll talk about the reason why if you didn't see it in a little bit. Let's chat about some pen, paper, and ink this week.
Let's do that.
I'm going to start with the ink portion. This week I've been playing around. We're trying to do more of this at the store. We're trying to pick different ink each week that maybe we haven't used or something that looks interesting or a different brand. And we're really, really trying to hit. I mean, because we have the largest selection of ink in the world. We have over 700 different colors. So I don't know what they all look like on the paper in my pen. So, and some of them are ones we tried before, but as some of you know, I love my Mont Blanc Bordeaux. It's probably my favorite ink color. But Mont Blanc Bordeaux is not made anymore. They have a Mont Blanc Burgundy, which is nice, but it's not quite the same as the Bordeaux. So I've been playing around, and I do have some of these old 50 mil bottles of Visconti Bordeaux. And they're nice. They've since been replaced, of course, with the V style bottle. Nice color. It's a little more of a brighter red than a Bordeaux. I would call it somewhere in the middle between a Bordeaux and a dark red. I don't know the best way to describe it, but it's nice. It flows well. Interestingly enough, the color is named the same. The caps on the bottles are a little different. And the V bottle actually is lower capacity than what looks like a smaller bottle. Nice color. I like it. I don't know if it's a permanent replacement for the Mont Blanc Bordeaux, but it'll do in a pinch. So I don't know if you've ever used it or not. It sits on my desk.
You're going to share?
I can share. I'll share my ink. Just make sure make sure your pen is clean before you put it in the bottle.
Wow. So that's kind of harsh.
But it's nice. It's a nice color. I'm still on the hunt because eventually the Bordeaux, Mont Blanc Bordeaux is going to be gone. I mean, I have maybe 5 or 7 bottles of it. Eventually it's going to be gone. We're not going to be able to get it anymore. We won't be able to find
five
it.
Five to still, seven?
Yeah, I got 5 to 7 bottles. What do you make of it?
I think you're good for a while. I don't think you have to worry too much. Maybe
But I use broad nibs. See, so it goes by like 12 times faster than whatever you write.
That's true. Yes, there's a train running through town. Windows are open.
Yes, there's a train. Yeah, it's not running through the house. No. So anyway, Bordeaux. That's my little ink experiment of the week, and I've been using the Sailor King of Pen Pro Gear, and it really lays down a thick line. So I have to refill constantly. So I've already got an ink for next week picked out. So
oh, good.
You were looking at some paper, new paper this week. Well, not new paper, but we were talking about it today, and we got some out. We opened it up. We started playing with it.
There.
Do you have it there or no?
I do. You know, it's funny when you have all this stuff right there every day. You tend to overlook a lot of things. You know, we pull orders.
There's so much stuff, though. There's so much stuff, though. I mean,
there's so much stuff, and
6,000 products.
You tend to overlook things. You know, you go and you pull orders, you move things around, you remerchandise, whatever. But you don't play with everything as much as you all think that we do. So we're trying to play more. So we got out a pack of the Exacompta index cards, and I love index cards, but a lot of them are not fountain pen friendly. So we've been playing with these, and one of the things that I really like is when you first open it up, the different colors are all individually wrapped. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it kind of blew my mind. I thought they were all going to be in one, because you could tell they're wrapped.
Yeah, now the box is wrapped. This one I've opened, but each individual color is separately wrapped. Yes, I guess they just don't play well with each other.
Blue, yellow, pink, and green, looks like.
Yes. And I'm a huge person. I love to color code. when I was growing up, there were five kids in our family and all of us had a different color. And you know, so color coding is ingrained in how I organize things. And these are just wonderful.
Yeah, they're grid, so.
And then
the train with nibs is coming.
I don't know why it's going on so long. Anyway, so we've been playing with these. This is the larger size. This is the, what is this, the 4x6. And there is
there's three sizes.
It is a long train. There's a larger size too. We're out of the small at the moment. But I'm going to use a couple more. And then starting tomorrow, we are going to toss a couple in with every order until we run out.
Yeah, so we'll give away the rest of the box. And there's how many, does it say how many's in the box? I mean, there's quite a bit there.
Oh, it does. Do I have to change glasses to read that?
I don't know.
100.
100, okay, so.
So we'll be able to toss in two in every, the next 45 orders or so.
So you know what we could do? You could give me some of the, you could color code, I guess that's why they're color coded, right? You could give me some, or you could take one color and I could take another color, and then we wouldn't get our index cards mixed up.
You want pink?
Well, no, but I'd take green if you want blue.
Okay.
Or yellow, I wouldn't mind yellow. Pink is not really my color, but.
Okay, well, that's fine. So anyway, they do come in three colors and I love them. They're super handy. They're great for, I even use them for grocery shopping or notes to myself. Don't forget to remind Brian to.
Oh, don't forget to remind Brian. Okay, that's nice. But it's a big note though. I mean, so you can't miss it like, you know, like a small card you can easily miss. This is a big, even the 4x6 is mm-hmm. good size.
Brian used to use the smaller ones and leave me love notes. I have a bunch in my wallet.
Good. Anyway, let's.
So it's just really fun to kind of rediscover some of the things in the store that we've had for a while, you know, as an ongoing thing. So who knows what we'll play with next week?
Okay. But you've been using a pen this week that's of note, and I'm going to share the picture here.
It is because you're the one who talks about Visconti generally more than I do. And I took as a tester, of course, it's a tester for shows, one of the Salvador Dali pens by Visconti with persistence of memory, the melting clock on it, on the clip. But I love it. I've got the fine nib and it just writes like a dream. Beautiful marbling. It's just really... It's a pretty pen. It's really good writer.
Well, this is really an extension of the Van Gogh, Michelangelo, Rembrandt whole line. Nibs, sections, feeds, all the same. These are faceted, just like the Van Goghs. These just different colors. And I think these have actually been discontinued.
They have. So what we have is on the site is all that we're going to have.
So
I was really torn because the colors are all gorgeous. In fact, it's the picture doesn't do the pens justice. That brown is just really gorgeous and rich. And that green is really pretty. I hemmed and hawed for quite a while.
Yeah, the green's nice. And I've got them here on top of those are the Exaconta cards that they're sitting on top of, but really cool magnetic caps, like the rest of the Rembrandts and the Van Goghs and the Michelangelos. Yeah, they're nice. Average girth.
Yeah, it's a good size.
Steel nib.
I like that it posts. That's important to me. So, you know, it's a good size in the hand, but not too big. I'm not into a really big pen. It's well balanced. I mean, there's nothing not to like. And you got to love that magnetic. You got to love
it. Is it better than ST DuPont? No, you like ST DuPont.
Oh, that's hard. That's that click. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, it gets a little different, I guess, right? So, but yeah, that's and speaking of Visconti, keep your eyes open for a little something later this week. Some more, we'll have some more talk of Visconti on the blog. So,
what's coming up this week?
Well, I got a little something that I talked about that I'm going to talk about. Is that vague enough?
Yeah, totally vague. I love that.
So yeah, it's a nice pen. She leaves it. Lisa leaves her pens out on the table. You know, and like me, I always need to know where mine are, but she just kind of leaves them out, and every once in a while, I pick it up and write with it.
What are you doing touching my pens?
Well, you know, I paid for part of it, didn't I? Anyway.
Well, it's like I left my Vanishing Point out, and then Eric was in the office, and I don't remember where I was, but he sent me a picture, and he said, I have your Vanishing Point. I don't remember what we traded for, ice cream or coffee or something, but I definitely ended up at the better end of that deal. I got my pen back.
Today is Tuesday, is it not?
Today is Tuesday, podcast day.
This is, I guess, yeah, of course. It's Tuesday, and this has already been a really, really busy week. At the store, we've had a number of things. So the first item I'm going to mention really isn't new this week, but I threw up a blog post about it this morning. We do have, and some of you have already figured this out, we do have Pelican Blue Black in stock. I know some of you are thinking, well, it's blue black, big deal, who cares? But you can't actually get it in the United States. If you check out the blog post I wrote today, it kind of explains why it doesn't pass certain requirements in the United States.
Anymore.
It's there's nothing wrong with it. There's no health risk. There's no concern. It just doesn't pass muster, so to speak. And they don't ship it to the U.S. But we managed to get our hands on
quite a few.
So we have it up, and it is kind of it's a blue black. It darkens over time like an iron gall. It's this particular version is not the iron gall version. There used to be one, but it's not. But that's in the store. And today we also got a nice shipment in, our first shipment is kind of small, of some new stuff from Conklin. I'm going to put it up and maybe want to mention what's in the picture. I can talk about it. Some really cool stuff. I'm really pleased with what's coming out of Conklin these days. Two new Conklin Crescents, coral, which is really cool. It's kind of like a vintage orange, orange hard rubber, red hard rubber look to it. These are chased plastic pens. A red crescent. And they're crescent fillers, so if you don't know what a crescent filler is, you turn that little bulbous lock ring in the middle, and then you press down on the crescent, which compresses a bar, and it compresses the sac. So it's really true to vintage form. There is a special edition Conklin All-American called the Old Glory, and it's red, white, and blue. And, you know, in person, it's, you know, red, white, and blue is a color that you kind of – it either works or it doesn't work, and I think it works on this one because the white's kind of an ivory, kind of a pearl. I think it looks really neat. Those came in, and then the All-Americans now, the rollerballs have been discontinued, but now they come out in ballpoints. So we've got ballpoints in all four colors. Nice size for the ballpoint. It's not quite as big as the rollerballs or the fountain pens, so it's actually a really nice size. So those came in this week, actually today.
You know, I have a confession.
Whoa. Did you already grab one?
No, the red and the coral crescent fillers are kind of talking to me.
They are. They're nice. I told you that when we saw them. I said, in fact, we actually meant to get them last month, and we
forgot.
Things happened, and for reasons, you know, we just.
DC was crazy, and yeah, you DC can't grab everything in at the show, and you know, Yaffa closes up early on Sunday because they have to fly back, and you know, we can't always get away from the table. So,
yeah. Nice. I do like the Old Glory is really nice. It's very tastefully done. It's not kind of in your face. I mean, red, white, and blue doesn't really go very well except like on the flag, but special edition. It's not numbered or anything like that, but I suspect it'll be discontinued well before the other three colors are. In fact, the engraving on the barrel says special edition. And the other big news this week, I'll let you talk about this.
Oh, this is very exciting. Actually, we have a ton of stuff that's coming in, but I'm not quite sure when all of it's coming in. Retro 51 announced actually last week to retailers, they announced the new popper coming out for this season. And I know that I contacted a couple people who I knew would absolutely positively have to have this pen. It is the Nine Lives pen, and it is so adorable.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. And it's
it glows in the dark.
I mean, how cool is that?
It is absolutely adorable. Now, in the past, Retro 51 has made some of their special editions often in 500 quantity batches, and it never seems to be enough. Retailers never can get enough. And so this time they came out with 999, and the other problem was that they would take orders starting like noon on a Tuesday. And if you didn't get your order in, if you were in a meeting, or, you know, what if you didn't check your email? What if you were on the sales floor? What if you, you know, whatever. So a lot of other retailers were really unhappy that they couldn't get what they wanted, or by the time they got to it, it was sold out. We never got a pigskin popper because we were in a sales meeting with somebody else and couldn't get it. So they took orders. We ordered more than we are getting, but I'm happy with, yeah, we're getting 45.
Yeah.
Not as many as we wanted, but so if you are interested, we do have it up on the site. Is there a blog post?
There is a blog post, yep.
Okay. And it is just the cutest thing. If you want one, they will be here either late this week or early next week. Do the back in stock notice.
Yep.
I know that this will sell out very quickly.
Yep. It'll be gone in a day. Other notable things real quick we should mention coming in the store this week. I think we should mention this.
Yep.
Emerald of Shavor, the second shipment is coming in probably Thursday. So we're getting a sufficient amount in, but if you missed out the first time or you want a second bottle or something, we are getting some in, and that will include we should have enough coming in. We'll do samples too.
Yes. So. Last time we knew that there was no way we were going to have enough to do samples. So now we will. Really cool color. If you've been tempted but you waited, grab some. Or if you only got one and you want another one, now's the time to do it.
So, and some other cool stuff, but we don't necessarily need to talk about it. Some Ghoul Sailor might be coming in.
Some brand new, really cool, awesome.
We'll leave that for next week. Let's do giveaway. This week we found a box of last year's Field Notes Cold Horizons that was behind a display case. And so if you don't know which one that is, that would be this one right here. It's cool, so to speak. And so we're going to give one of those away. The email address for the giveaway is, I'm going to put it in the chat here too. Is going to be giveaway@andersonpens.com. And the question is, what is my favorite ink color? I may or may not, or I may have mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. We'll take the second correct answer to giveaway@andersonpens.com. And what is my favorite ink color?
I know that one.
You know that one. So I'm going to let you do, we've got a couple shout outs this week.
Yep. I'm going to... In the chat, Lance was asking about the Diamine Shimmer ink. We will not have it in time for Dallas. We do have it on order, but that is not due in until sometime next month, I believe. So, shout outs. We do have some awesome shout outs. Number one, our house guest, Eric, we are having just a blast. There are no words. So thanks for putting up with us. I'm sure it's been just as interesting for you all. Big shout out to our dear friend Juan Carlos, who won an award this week. So that was just phenomenal. Good for you.
He gets a clap too.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it was just an honor to be nominated, but you know, to win is just so cool, to stand up there and get the award and the plaque or whatever it was. I can't even imagine. Had a call from Cousin Martin in the UK. So always, sorry, I didn't get to talk to you, but big hug and lots of love. And I'll send you an email soon. And in the chat tonight, Mom. So everybody say hi to Mom.
Sorry, I'm not hitting the applause for everybody here. I'm checking the contest entries here.
That's fine. So that's. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but.
Yeah. Well.
And was it Chris's first week last week?
It was last week.
It was, and he survived, and he came back.
He did. I was impressed. Yeah. He's doing great. He's doing a really good job, and. Everybody's going to start to hear. Chris is going to be taking a little more active role. He doesn't know yet, but he'll find out tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and we'll see if he's here next week.
No, he's really picking everything up quickly. I mean, he was a customer, so for some of you, yes, it is kind of a dream job. He gets to work and shop at the same place. But he's doing really, really well. So we're going to just offload some more things from us and from Dave to Chris. And he's up to it, and we're excited. So that's that. Do we have a winner, Mr. Anderson?
We do have a winner. We do have a winner.
Winner, chicken dinner?
I am sending an email right now. The winner this week of the cold Horizon Field Notes is Lance G. So,
really?
Applause to Lance.
Awesome.
And there is that. I sent him an email, get his address, and we'll get that out to you tomorrow. So,
either that or Lance, if you want, we can put that in a bag and bring that to you in Dallas.
There we go.
Whichever one you'd prefer.
Whatever you want. So. I think, what else do we got? Anything else?
No, I mean, we have a lot of things coming in later this week or early next week. Restocking of things, some brand new stuff. But we don't have tracking on all of it, so I don't want to say that it's going to be here Friday.
Yeah. You know what we should mention, too?
What should we mention?
And before we leave, everybody's always asked for a tour of the store. And for one reason or another, it's difficult to get. Now, you can go and you can do the Google walkthrough, and that's one thing. The store has actually changed significantly since we had that walkthrough done. But if you didn't see it, the podcasts that the interviews that I mentioned that Eric was doing on Saturday, one of them was, of course, with us. He does walkthrough of the store with the lab, so you can see a good portion of the store. So that is, so you can see it on the first page of the blog, the Colorado Pen Show live interviews. Check out it out. There's also interviews with Ryan Krusak. Let's see, I'm opening it up here.
Rich Littlestone.
Check out the store. So I thought that was worth mentioning.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. It was fun because
we were actually locked up in a room.
We were kind of, yeah. Yes, so. Just, this man was just wandering the store. It was fun. So.
All right. I think that's it for this week.
I think that is.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, everyone. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out our social media for updates, new products, events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast, and we will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.